Breakfast with Martin Bester.
How's it? Welcome to your Friday morning. Oh boy, what a Friday. End of November. Can you believe it? Next week's December. Black Friday. Lots of great things happening this weekend. But today on the show, it is my pleasure to welcome back In Global Youth Choir. Hello, everybody. How's it, Ralph?
How's it, guys? And good morning to the listeners.
We missed you. How's it going?
Oh, it's been a fairy tale, I tell you. From a year ago when we were last in the studio.
You've done some things.
We've been around a bit.
You have been around a bit. And there's so much to talk about. So you got the call, right? From the producers from America's Got Talent. They said, come on the show. We'd love to have you on the show. And that's where you just jumped on a plane. I mean, is it fair to presume that not everybody's been to LA before?
Yeah, nobody had been to LA. In fact, the first time we went to LA, there were a whole bunch of singers who were flying for the first time. So that was an extraordinary experience.
Flying for the first time ever.
Yeah, I had to show Sipol the safety demonstration, explain to him exactly that, you know, you are only two wings and two engines keeping you up for 16 hours.
Come on, wow. What an experience that must have been. I also have on the microphone here Sandile and Rachel. What an experience, right?
Yeah, it has been amazing.
And tell me something. It looks slightly different to Mutse.
Very different.
It's very different from Mutse.
What surprised you the most when you landed there? You landed at LAX in Los Angeles, right? Mm-hmm. So you're going all the way from Limpopo. You got the school to be on this big stage there in America's Got Talent. And the next thing you arrive, I mean, LA, that's a big city. It's a big city, right?
Yes.
Was it tough for you initially? Were you missing home?
Yes, we were missing home so much. And the food, we're not used to the food that they eat then. The place is too busy, but it's very beautiful.
It is. It is pretty cool, hey? Do you see any famous people?
Yes.
Because that's one thing about LA, all right? You're gonna bump into someone, then you're like, hey, I know that person. That person's on TV or is a singer. Who did you see? Who's your favorite?
Gabriela Union.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Terry Crews as well.
Who?
Terry Crews.
Okay, all right. Did you get pictures, autographs?
Pictures.
Okay, fantastic. And the actual show, was it nerve-wracking? Were you a bit nervous?
Yes, we were. We were very nervous. But we were just there to just showcase our talent. And since we got this opportunity, we just wanted to show it to the whole world.
I mean, you're there.
We're there.
You know, you got this break. You might as well take it all in and just make the most of it.
Yeah.
I suppose, Ralph, it was your job just to kind of also just keep everyone grounded. It's like, you know, yes, it's a big competition, huge expectations, but at the same time, just do what you do, right?
Yeah, you know, we had such a cool little heart-to-heart session before the semi-final. That's where we sang Higher Love. And I called the choir together. I quoted the Coldplay line and I said, if you never try, you'll never know just what you're worth from Fix You. And I challenged the choir. I said, what are you worth? How good are you? Are you the best version of yourselves? And the guys responded incredibly beautifully and put it all out there. And I think it was at that moment after that performance where the whole journey became more than a reality TV program. It was a reminder to South Africans that we were a nation of love, tolerance and respect.
What a beautiful way of looking at it. That is stunning. The song choices are very important in these kind of competitions.
Yeah.
I often hear the judges saying, oh, it's wrong. A lot of pressure to choose the right songs.
Yeah, well, the primary criteria was that we could add our African spice to it.
Yeah.
But I also saw in the competition when the producers suggest a song to you and you don't take that suggestion or you don't follow producer suggestions, you get a bit of heat from the judges. So we picked that up quite quickly.
So did they suggest Higher Love?
Okay, so it's our little conspiracy theory, but no, I'm joking. They actually suggested Higher Love, to be honest. And I heard the original Steve Winwood. I was like, hey, Mara, I don't think this thing's going to work. And then we listened to the Kygo Whitney Houston version and the penny dropped and there was a lot of space for us to add Ningakatsasek Yehos and all little things like that. So so it was really, but the producers are amazing. I mean, that's why they're on the world's biggest show, because they're incredibly talented. And
so who chose Africa?
The producers, again, they suggested it to us. Toto immediately cleared it for us, and then Toto got back to the producers and said, but by the way, who's doing the song? And the producers said, Ndlovu. And they said, whoa, these guys change everything. so we first wanted to see,
Toto.
We first wanted to see what they do to it. Unfortunately, they liked what we did to it.
Oh, seriously? So you had to do an idea, like a demo, send it to Toto, and then they liked it?
Well, it was very stressful that whole week leading into the final, because we were getting tens of thousands of messages from South Africans every day, all over the country, videos of school, primary schools and schools wishing us good luck and also stuff like that. And I couldn't tell the choir, I was the only one that knew about it, that the song actually hadn't cleared. So we actually had nothing to sing, and the choir was rehearsing something that may have been a total waste of time. Fortunately, it cleared 2 days before the performance. So,
imagine, yeah. Toto, they knew the wrath of old continent. Yeah. We'll come after you. We'll make you take Africa out of the title. How about that? They've not even been here at the time that they wrote that song, actually. Yeah,
I've heard that, yeah.
So, and it all turned out pretty well. What is your favorite part of the trip, Rachel?
Performing at the Dolby Theatre, yes.
At the Dolby Theatre. Sandile?
Yeah, same here, being at the Dolby Theatre.
What's the worst part of it, apart from the food?
The results.
It's like, yes, come on.
Yeah.
And yourself? Yeah. What was the toughest part for you?
The results.
Is it?
Always the toughest.
Oh, man. But you looked happy for the winner.
Yeah, we were. Yeah. We were very happy. Because we understood that we're... To us, it wasn't a competition in a way. We were just celebrating that we made it that far and just spreading love and hope. And
okay,
that we
so there was good camaraderie. Yes. Tell me about the people back home, your family back home. Were they watching?
Yeah, they were. They were, and they sent messages and videos to us, the whole community. Everyone was just happy.
And when you got back home, what did they say to you?
The whole community was even at the airport to welcome us back. Mm. We had a lot
of people. The entire Mutse village?
Yeah. Yes.
Buses were there, like.
We were there the other day when the box came back, and I can honestly say the arrivals hall wasn't any empty when we came back. They bussed in guys all the way from Limpopo who came to welcome us. It was the most incredible experience.
Did they make you some nice home cooked food?
Yes.
When you got back.
Yeah. Some nice pap.
What is it?
Some nice pap.
Some nice pap. I believe the pap over there, you had to teach them how to make the pap.
They don't know pup.
We smuggled 100 kilograms of pup into America to cook for ourselves. But the problem was the 5-star hotel in Hollywood we were staying at didn't want to let us cook it. So eventually we had to hire a spot at a backpackers just to use their kitchen and smuggle pup out in cooler boxes into the hotel. So but we did it.
I can just imagine customs. I can just imagine the airport. 100 kilograms of white...
What is happening?
No, it's pup. It's called Uwe.
It's amazing. Yeah.
What a ride. So what's next for Lover Youth Choir?
Yeah, we're very excited. Our album drops today on all digital platforms. Woo! And and all good music stores. So we're very, very excited about that. And that's a culmination of our journey, you know, our 10-year journey. And so many people have asked us how they can support the choir. And how they can get involved. And, you know, you can just get involved by buying it and streaming it and sharing the love. And,
I'm so happy about this album. I really, really am. Because on this album, you do songs like Jolene from Dolly Parton. I cannot wait to hear that. That's going to be... I'm very, very excited about it. But also, you're giving some love to South African songs. Burnout is on there. African Dream. Waka Waka, which, of course, takes us back to 2010, etc. So it's all on this album. Fantastic. And then we have one more huge announcement to make, but we'll make that after their performance. Because coming up next, special edition Friday Live with the Ndlovu Youth Choir.
Wake up with Martin Bester on Breakfast. It's a kickstart to the morning every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.
He's got such an amazing personality and he's such a people's person.
Check her in.